Shalom, everybody! At the end of Parshas Balak, the Torah tells us how Bnei Yisrael, or many people in Bnei Yisrael, were drawn to Gilui Arayos with the women of Moab and with Midian, and eventually those people were enticed to serve Baal Peor. The Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph, says that serving Baal Peor involved people going to the bathroom in public on the idol. That is the revolting service of Baal Peor. In a previous FMT, I discussed why Bnei Yisrael, or really why anybody, would be drawn to such a disgusting thing. Please WhatsApp me privately if you'd like to hear that FMT. For today's FMT, I would like to focus on another aspect of this sordid episode. When the Torah describes how many people in Bnei Yisrael served Baal Peor, the Torah says in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Gimel, Vayitzameid Yisrael Baal Peor. Vayitzameid, Bnei Yisrael connected to Baal Peor. They joined with Baal Peor. What exactly does the word Vayitzameid mean? The Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph says that Vayitzameid means that Bnei Yisrael attached themselves to Baal Peor like a tzamid pasil. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara that tzamid pasil is a tightly bound cover. It's tied and connected firmly onto a utensil sealed with wax. And that's Vayitzameid Yisrael of Baal Peor. Bnei Yisrael were firmly and tightly attached to Baal Peor. But that is so hard to fathom. It's hard enough to understand how Bnei Yisrael could serve Baal Peor. But Vayitzameid, they were attached to Bnei Yisrael? That expression does not appear anywhere else in the Torah in any other context other than with Baal Peor. Why would it happen to Bnei Yisrael? How could it happen to Bnei Yisrael? This question is asked by Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. It's in his Sefer Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva on Parshas Balak, and he says the following powerful and fundamental idea. The Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin says that because of the incredibly disgusting nature of how people serve Baal Peor, there is an interesting halacha that applies to this Avodah Zarah. With all other forms of Avodah Zarah, it would be mutter for someone to relieve themselves on the idol, because that would show how much disdain that person has for that Avodah Zarah, how much that person despises that Avodah Zarah. Now, clearly, I am not recommending that for a whole host of reasons. But it's important to know that halachically, in theory, with all other forms of Avodah Zarah, it is technically mutter to disgrace that Avodah Zarah by, for example, relieving oneself on the idol. However, when it comes to Baal Peor, that is not the case. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, based on the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, that relieving oneself on Baal Peor is usur, because that is the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped. You think you're disgracing that Avodah Zarah, but in reality, Chas V'Shalom, you're serving that Avodah Zarah. So Rav Shimon Schwab says that that is how the women of Moab, enticed Bnei Yisrael to serve Baal Peor and to engage in Gilui Arayos. They started telling the men of Bnei Yisrael that it was a mitzvah to disgrace and to discredit Baal Peor. Relieve yourselves onto this Avodah Zarah. And the men, thinking that it was a mitzvah, started doing just that. And when they were finished, the women said, "That's actually the way you serve Baal Peor." However, they already started, and things spun out of control. But it began with Bnei Yisrael thinking it was a mitzvah. And once Bnei Yisrael thinks something is a mitzvah, even if it's a sin, even if it's one of the three cardinal sins, it's only a short jump to Vayitzameid Yisrael of Baal Peor. Once Bnei Yisrael are convinced that what they're doing is a mitzvah, it's only a short jump for Bnei Yisrael to Vayitzameid, to being strongly and fervently connected to Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom. Rav Schwab says that this idea explains an enigmatic pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. In Sefer Devarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, the Torah says that you may not make any additions to the Torah, you may not add any mitzvos. And then in the next pasuk, Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, your eyes have seen what Hashem did because of Baal Peor. You know, Bnei Yisrael, that whoever followed Baal Peor was destroyed. And the question is, what's the connection between not adding mitzvos to the Torah and Baal Peor? Rav Schwab says that is exactly what we said. Some men in Bnei Yisrael unwittingly tried to add to the Torah. And look what happened. They and we must remember, the Torah is perfect, period. And any attempt to add to the Torah is only the work of the Yetzer Hara. At our core, we are all so holy and so connected to holiness that sometimes the only way for our Yetzer Hara to succeed is by convincing us that what we are doing is a mitzvah. We're not bad. We're tzaddikim. I'm doing mitzvos. Of course, it's all a lie. But that's what we tell ourselves. And that's what happened with Baal Peor. Excuse me. They were convinced it was a mitzvah. And that led to Vayitzameid Yisrael of Al Peor. And we all must be on the lookout for this clever, but this malicious strategy of the Yetzer Hara. Have an amazing day, everyone.